I stopped posting, but my life didn't. That's how it began, or maybe how I noticed. Silence, where there used to be noise. But the world kept responding to a version of me I hadn't touched in weeks. Messages, comments, invitations, all addressed to a self that was still active, still present, still performing. I logged in. Of course I did. And there I was, posting that morning, smiling in a photo I didn't take. Caption neat, effortless, exactly how I would have written it, except I hadn't. The timestamp blinked at me like it knew something I didn't. Memory checked out, empty. But the evidence didn't care. I scrolled further, days of it, a continuous thread of me being fine, thriving even. Places I hadn't gone, people I didn't remember meeting. A life so clean, it almost looked rehearsed. And that's when it hit me. Not sudden, not loud. Just a quiet shift in the room inside my head. What if that version was the real one? What if I was the absence? My phone buzzed, a message from myself. You left first. I stared at it, waiting for the panic, the denial, the easy explanation. None came. Because somewhere beneath the confusion, beneath the fracture, something deeper settled into place. I had been slipping. Little by little, logging out of conversations, forgetting how to answer people when asked how I was, letting silence speak for me until it learned how to sound like a voice. And something, someone, felt it. Not a stranger, not a ghost, just the version of me that knew how to keep going when I didn't. The thing is this, I don't know which one of us started it, but I do know only one of us gets to stay.